This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One reality of having more women than ever serving in the military is that more women than ever are also eventually going back into civilian life. The brass at the Pentagon has noticed that women are having a tougher time than men are turning their military experience into private sector jobs, although they're not quite sure why that is. So Blake Farmer reports from WPLN in Nashville, female soldiers are learning how to dress for the jobs that they want.
Of the 40 female soldiers who signed up for this two-day class at Fort Campbell, some arrive in fatigues and combat boots, their hair in the regulation bun. Others ditch the camouflage, put on some earrings, and clip-clop their way inside a retreat center on post. Heels or flats, a skirt or slacks. Harold Riggins, a retired Army officer who helps soldiers find work, says while the military has become more and more gender-inclusive, women need specialized guidance on the way out.
I mean, we have one standard uniform. Everybody kind of dresses alike. And so as these young ladies are exiting the military, we want to give them every bit of knowledge that they need to succeed in the civilian workforce.
These women hold military jobs ranging from human resources management to air conditioner repair. Many of their skills translate easily outside the military, but the unemployment rate for post-9/11 veterans remains several percentage points higher for women than men.
I don't know what the reasons are, but with us not knowing, and there's a gazillion reasons, we just want to give them information.
This un-boot camp includes a full makeover. It's run by a new nonprofit called Operation Reinvent. Julie Lewitt Nuremberg is the founder.
It's very important for our ladies to reconnect with their feminine side. So, yes, the makeup might sound, you know, like, it's not. It's a very, very important growth opportunity.
Attendees also get to select an outfit from racks and racks of designer clothes donated for the events. Denise Brandt combs through blouses and stops on one a bit too revealing for her tastes.
It looks kind of hot, huh?
When Brandt retires next year, she'll have 20 years in the Army.
It's kind of awkward because I've been looking through my closet and I'm like, oh, I got church clothes, but I don't have dress clothes. I got uniforms. So I'm like in the middle of a mess right here.
Brandt welcomes the style help, but what does the fact that it's even being offered say about women and stereotypes, asks sociologist Meredith Claycamp. She studies the transition of soldiers into civilians at the University of Maryland.
Women who serve in the military may not be your typical girly girl. Many of them are, some of them aren't.
Claycamp says it shouldn't matter.
We need to have a society that says, hey, you like to, you know, not wear makeup and have short hair and you're direct and blunt. That's okay. That doesn't, you know, you don't have to act a different way or become a different person.
Intelligence analyst Kirsten McKinney says her 3 years in the Army have made her different from her high school friends, and not in bad ways. She says her former classmates seem more complacent than her sisters in arms. That is a point these workshops drive home. Don't forget everything you learned in the Army.
I think a lot of the women in the military have a lot stronger personalities. Like, a lot of the women that I work with are a lot more goal-oriented, a lot more go-getters.
McKinney's goal is to become fluent in Arabic and move to the Middle East. She hopes to work with nonprofits that empower women, though it's unlikely makeovers will be on the agenda. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.